Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
This is pretty awful. I love this song, I mean.
Okay, so it's from the Menendez show.
Oh. Okay.
He played this? This is real. Lyle Menendez played this at his mom's funeral.
Like, performed it?
No, made sure that they fucking played it in the, like...
After he shot her?
Well, yeah. But then he's like, they didn't know. So in the funeral, like, they had it at, like, this Hollywood fucking place. He made sure that they fucking played this song. And he just sat there and was like, about his mom. Girl, I'm gonna miss you. Even though I shot you, bitch. Behind your point of view, you're leaving.
Yes.
Does this not get you fucking pumped?
Yeah, I'm getting juiced up.
Are you not juiced? You're hyped now, dude.
Can't wait for this song.
You're hyped now. I'm gonna miss you. Okay.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for this song to be over? Over. I'm not. Keep it going. Just kidding.
Slow fade.
I like
it. Slow fade it. There's just something creepy about that song by Milli Vanilli playing at the funeral of the mom that you just shot in the face and fingers. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Right?
Yeah, that's creepy as hell.
And those motherfuckers are about to get out. You guys gonna have them on your show? Oh, welcome to Jesse Wiseman's Crime Corner.
Yeah. Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Corner special guest doesn't have a niece. If he had a niece, he would fucking tell her to go fuck herself.
Yeah.
Gary Faust
fuck
in
you.
The house.
Yeah.
Fuck you, niece.
Fuck.
Coop will know what we mean.
Yeah. Fuck you, Coop.
Anyways, if you couldn't tell. Coop's cool. If you couldn't tell by that voice, it is real. Gary Faust is in the house.
He is in the house.
I see what you did there, you sly dog.
And we're happy to have you, bud. True journalist. This, the story that we're going to do, perfect for you. Nautical theme, right? You love a boat, don't you?
Nautical.
He loves a boat, and even more than that, he loves a yacht, so I'm told.
Who told you that?
Well, I just don't think that you would do anything less. No?
That's a good point.
She knows you well.
So now I do feel a little bit ganged up on, only because like it's Gary Faust and Joel from Street Gonzo.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then it's just like me by myself, like, oh, I do a show too, right? And you guys are like, real cute. We'll come on your show for a second.
What?
Yeah, you're lucky to have us.
Street Gonzo.
Whoa, dude, relax. Hey, by the way, I want to say something.
Please.
That is the greatest introduction I've ever been given.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it and a lot more, okay?
I don't know. After what we did in Key West, I don't know if I'm deserving of much. I've been repenting since I've been back. I feel very bad about myself.
Okay. No, and this is what this show is for. We don't do crime. We do therapy sessions for Gary Faust. Yeah. And what
I see what you're doing.
Is not a show.
You
it's
son
an
of
intervention.
A bitch.
None of these are rolling, motherfucker.
I won't drink ever again.
We brought you here today. No.
Ross pops out of the ceiling.
Yeah. All of your friends come through the doors with letters.
We don't like you.
That they want to read.
My exes are coming mm-hmm. in. My mm-hmm. son's
the
here.
The mannequin, too. Keep, God, keep happen, moving.
You know what
I do? On the move.
I have a gun in my boot. Fucking paint the ceiling.
Oh, wow. There were so many inside jokes just in that the audience is like, what the fuck is happening, yeah. right? What you're talking about is your last episode of Street Gonzo.
The
right?
finale, yeah.
The finale.
We joke around a lot about wanting to get canceled. Because okay. we kinda, I mean, I kind of do, but
sure.
We just kind of lost our minds.
Mm-hmm. You should be happy about it.
I fucking didn't do my job.
Yes, you did. You have a finale.
You did. It's going to be the best show
you
we've ever done.
You have a finale that's yeah, yeah, yeah. going They're... to be the best.
Look, let me tell you something. You're right.
You know what? I always am.
I've noticed that about women in general. They're always right.
Yeah, me too.
Who the hell? Hey, who the hell is this lady? Huh?
You know, I was trying to tell everyone that your finale was coming out.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. You're going through whatever you're going through on the show. It's what people gravitate towards on the show, that it's all real. They don't really, by the way, the story doesn't mean to be the story. They want to see a real person being real because, by the way, it doesn't happen a lot.
Because the mainstream news is all fake. You know what sucks? I think I'm wearing a woman's shirt, by the
you
way.
You definitely are. It's a little bit of a crop top. It's like a large crop top.
It is, right?
And then the neckline is 100%
sick, dude.
A girl's shirt. The only thing I hope is that it's not Mannequin 2 on the move. Is it her shirt?
I see what you did there. No, I bought this shirt.
Oh, and you're just like,
he thought it was he bought it for himself.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to give it to my mom, dude. She'll love it.
Anyways, happy to have you, Gary. Thank you. We found out you could read, so you will be reading. Like I said, a lot of people, you know, they get real nervous to read out loud in front
really?
Of people.
Mm. I didn't know that.
You don't?
No.
So well, anyways, this is it's a perfect episode for you. It's old school Hollywood, the good old days, like I like to call them the good old days when you can just fucking like get away with shit. Do you know what I mean? Like nobody's snitching. Nobody's got any video footage of you. It's your word against the captain's.
No body cam footage.
No body cam. Right? No investigation unless it's like really needs to be investigated. The fucking good old days, okay? This is one that you guys may know, but the mysterious death and life of Natalie Wood.
Oh.
Natalie Wood, the
How
relationship.
How do you pronounce her real last name?
I know. I'm not good at these, but... Oh, Zakarenko?
Is that what it is? Zakarenko?
Zakarenko, the Russian. And we're going to... What I love about this case is the amazing toxic relationship between a Robert Wagner and a Natalie Wood. Mm. We've all been in them. We all think about them. And this is what would happen if we were still in those relationships.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So resonates. Beware. Beware of that fun fucking relationship, dude. The fighting.
Fun.
Fun,
yeah.
Jealousy, fighting, getting back together. Oh, I love it.
So sexy.
So fucking sexy. Hey, but you can't do it. What? Sorry. What, Gary?
Oh, no. I just, all this talk, you know.
Are you texting that person? Yeah,
no,
call her. Call her.
Call her.
No.
Call her.
Oh, my God.
Just call her.
You know what would happen, right?
What?
Are you aware?
Of the one?
Would she answer?
No, her boyfriend would answer, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So she has me blocked on everything.
Are we talking about the one?
The love of my life.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Naturally.
Sure.
what's with
I don't know. I look like a pile of shit anyways. Might as well just...
Jesus Christ, don't say that. Thanks. You gotta always move with supreme confidence. Delusional confidence if you have to.
Oh, I do. I just do that to make people feel more comfortable with my extreme, beauty. And amazingness. they get uncomfortable, Gary, and so I've got to just go, oh, I'm ugly, right?
You're really quick-witted.
Thanks, man.
Seriously, you
so
really
are.
You. I like it, because usually I feel like we're talking, like, when we do the show,
yeah.
A lot of the time people are like, in slow motion. And me and Joel move super fast. Well,
seriously.
Joel actually is slow, but in a fast way. It's weird.
He's moving fast behind the scenes. We're like...
His brain moves fast, but he physically moves slow.
Sure.
You know how many times I've started walking somewhere and I'll turn around and he's like two blocks behind
me? What does Ross call
you? He's like talking to somebody.
Slow Bear, baby.
Ross calls him Slow Bear. Anytime we would go on any like remote job... He would just be like, God fucking damn it. Like, we have a video. We have a video of Ross and I waiting, like, for him to come out of the plane. We're sitting there waiting. We go, he's going to be the motherfucking last one.
Every
he wasn't
single...
in the last seat, but he's going to be the fucking last one. And here he rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Last one behind the like wheelchair lady.
You know what? Have you gone through security with him?
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's like embarrassing. I don't want to derail the show though. I have a tendency to do that. So.
Oh, that's what we do. But
that's why we invited
thank you. Yeah, that's why we invited you.
I just don't want to be a nuisance.
Sweet boy, sweet boy. You
why
could
does
never
every
be.
Woman call me that.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh well,
you
I can't do that.
You are a sweet boy.
I'm a grown ass man.
I call Dan like Holloway that because I think it's really hilarious.
Yeah, that's...
When he's looking at me like with his gun, and I go, oh, sweet boy.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet boy, I love you so much. Yeah. So, yeah, no, you're right. It doesn't quite work. I think the girls are calling you sweet boy. I don't know what they... I honestly don't know what they think.
You know, I think the same women that...
I don't know. Okay, I know.
Focused.
We can get all the way down that road.
I'm not.
You know
going
what I mean? And we're not
today.
Going to. Although you were going to call someone, you're not going to call him.
No, I was looking up the pronunciation of Zacharenko.
Oh. Journalist.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
I prepared. Do not do anything on my phone if I'm on a podcast. I actually fucking hate it when people do that.
Seriously. We know you wouldn't.
So
but anyways, so I'll start. You look up the pronunciation. But anyways, this case has everything that you want and need from old Hollywood. And you're going to make your decision at the end. We don't know. People have died. You know what I mean? Nobody's been prosecuted, but I think we're going to come to a conclusion. Ooh. Yeah, Natalie Wood. Okay, so around 11 p.m.
What? Yeah. Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood. I would. Around 11 p.m. on November 29th, 1981... Hollywood starlet Natalie Wood disappeared from a yacht owned by her and her husband, Austin Powers star Robert Wagner. You may know Robert Wagner from Austin Powers, which is where I knew him, but he's been a, you know, in old Hollywood for a long time. At 8 a.m.
This is him?
This is Robert Wagner.
Young.
Back
man?
In the day, but now you need to show Austin Powers Robert Wagner.
Okay, I'll look it up.
So at 8 a.m. the next morning, Natalie's lifeless body was retrieved from the waters off the coast of Catalina Island. You know it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben. You spent time? Me too. A lot.
Fuck yeah. It's a good party place. You haven't been there?
He hasn't.
I never went when I lived out there.
Fuck.
The L.A. County coroner ruled her cause of death to be accidental drowning combined with hypothermia. She was only 43 years old. Well, only. That's pretty old. But anyway, although officially ruled an accident, a handful of investigators had suspicions that Robert Wagner had somehow played a part in her death. Despite their best efforts, no conclusive evidence was ever uncovered that connected Wagner to his late wife's death. Well, decades would pass before a witness would finally come forward with testimony casting doubt on the official story. So that's going to set us up. Yeah.
I didn't realize that's who it is.
Yes, dude.
Oh, shit. The man.
He was also on like 2.5 Men, too. Like, he transitioned into a kind of funny, comedic, old school, whatever. But at that time when he was on Austin Powers, these rumors were still fucking swirling.
He had just come
into a different era and was working with like younger actors and stuff. But anyways... So that's setting up the evening that we're talking about, and now we're, you know, let's see how we got there.
All right.
I'm good to go here?
Yep.
All right.
You're up.
Natalie Wood, born Natalie...
Zakharenko.
Is that... Here, you want to hear it again?
We go again. Don't...
Zakharenko.
Okay. Because it's Russian.
Okay, yeah.
Russian immigrant family.
Andrews. Makes sense why she changed her name to Wood, though.
Yeah.
To Americanize it.
Yeah. Sorry?
Natalie Wood, born Natalie Zakarenko in San Francisco on July 20th, 1938. Her mother, Maria, had fled the USSR with her first husband in 1930 to escape the Russian Civil War. Maria divorced her husband a few years after moving to the United States and got remarried to another Russian refugee named Nicholas. 5 months later, Natalie was born. Natalie got her start in Hollywood early, landing her first role at only 4 years old. It seemed that she was born to be a star. She was a naturally talented actress, and she was great at slipping away from the groping hands of sick fucks like Louis B. Mayer. Like Louis B. Mayer. That was it. Only that one guy.
No, what? Hollywood legend. Yeah.
Hollywood legend Orson Welles even said that Natalie doesn't act from the script. She acts from the heart, and claimed that she was so good, she was terrifying. All she had to do was change her last name to something that didn't make her sound like a filthy commie.
Shit.
Yep.
Very true.
Yeah, so she was in Miracle on 34th Street, right? She's the little girl in that.
Oh, shit. The Christmas movie?
And from there, her mom fucking quite literally pimped her out.
Oh, really?
She was cute and ended up being really hot. Let's show a picture of her. Natalie Wood. So this is her fairly young. Yeah. But
not
wait,
your type?
When you see her at four, she's fucking hot, dude.
Jesus. What the fuck?
I'm joking. But
well, we know.
Okay, go ahead.
We know you're joking. I mean, she's hot. She's hotter than that picture.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Right there.
That's like, think about that's before plastic surgery. That's before anything. Like,
yeah,
this is a
beauty.
Natural. Because she's up against other people that. They don't do nothing, right? No one could do anything. You can't get the new teeth. You can't get the fucking anything.
They still had stuff back then, didn't they?
They had really bad face stretching fucking, do you know what I mean? Where someone got a facelift and that's what they had.
Oh, like Beetlejuice.
So you
stuff.
Were, yeah, so you were up against some dogs. So if
dogs.
You're fucking naturally beautiful, you're fucking gorgeous.
Couple of dogs.
Yep,
she's
like you two.
Dude.
Yeah, okay.
Gary just likes plastic stuff.
No, I. Act,
yeah, he
that's
likes,
the,
man,
that
he likes mannequins.
Like.
Mannequins, yeah, he's into mannequins.
Oh, I see what you're doing. That
I'm not doing
that
anything.
Doesn't speak for my overall taste.
It better not.
No,
I'm just like making sure.
I don't
sure.
like plastic surgery. I don't like filler. I don't like Botox. I don't like fake tits. I don't like BBLs. I don't like any of that stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I guess filler, lip filler is cool because it's for blowjobs.
Yeah, and like.
But.
If you don't notice, then you probably, you know what I mean? Like if you don't notice if someone has it, that
I
would
like
be good.
I like naturally beautiful women.
Yeah.
You got to have makeup. I mean, come on.
Yeah, don't be a fucking loser.
Don't
Go
be
ahead.
A dog. The big breakout role for Natalie's career came in 1947 when she starred as Susan Walker in the Christmas classic Miracle on 34th Street. Her appearance alongside Maureen O'Hara and John Payne made Natalie one of. The most famous child stars in Hollywood. She carried this momentum on into a long and successful film career.
What did I name your part on that? Shithead?
On the back of page one, which would be
the
page
front,
two that you
the
and
front,
Joel were having the confusion
the front.
About earlier. It says Gary. On the front, it does say shithead.
Okay. I'm just making sure. So I just want you to read the different names that I gave you on there.
Oh yeah. It
you
says
know.
Shithead.
The shithead's for that one. Yep.
And then it says Gary.
Yep.
Isn't it crazy how I got through the first page and flipped it over and I didn't get lost?
Dude.
Yeah, I'm bringing it up.
Gary does fucking double sided and I think that's fucking bonkers, dude. That is bonkers. Like, nobody
hey,
does double-sided. That's, like,
on.
Insane.
Hold on here.
It's just a setting on your printer.
I accidentally printed them
yeah,
off double-sided.
No, hang on. I just didn't switch the...
I think it makes more sense to do it single page.
All right. That's all we wanted.
Yep.
And we can move on.
Moving
and
on.
And we
got
can
it.
Move
right,
on. Couple years after Natalie got her start, another young actor began their long career in the spotlight. In 1951, a 21-year-old heartthrob named Robert Wagner received his first official role in a Hollywood film. And that's the way this shit used to work too, right? Like if you were in Hollywood, you were in Hollywood, right? You got picture deals and you were just like in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Not how it is now.
It's a tight little crew.
Tight little crew. Yeah. You're hanging out with Frank Sinatra. If you're in Hollywood, you're in fucking Hollywood, right? The days.
The good old days.
The good old days. Starting off, Wagner only landed small supporting roles in films such as The Frogmen and The Halls of Montezuma. Ooh, love that one.
Sounds like my bathroom.
Yeah.
I've had diarrhea since I got back from Cuba.
Wait, no, thanks for clarifying. We figured.
Oh.
But I did really like you that
assume?
You... Well, if you... Montezuma?
Well, makes the Halls of Montezuma. Nailed it.
The Halls of Montezuma really drove it home. You really drove it home with that, though, and I like it. Because, look, you're right. Not everyone's going to know what you're talking about, Gary. You got to really fucking break it down. You know what I mean? Diarrhea. Since he's been back from Key West. That's how many days?
A week.
A week. So a week of...
We haven't been back a week.
A
we
week?
We got back Sunday night at like 1 a.m.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
It's been a week.
What?
It's another Sunday right now.
Yeah.
It's the following
Holy
Sunday,
shit.
Gary. Did you lose
I
like...
I thought it was Friday.
Did you lose time?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
I'm not joking at all. I literally thought it was Friday.
I've lost literally 2 full days in Mexico before, so I get it.
Yeah.
Like, full days
well,
where, like,
no,
I
that
don't...
means I lost days since I've been back. I must have slept or something.
Yeah. I think you probably did.
Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
It's going to be okay, buddy.
It is going to be okay.
I didn't fucking ask you guys.
You're going to be a better... You've been asking us the entire time. You are a cry for help. You've been crying.
You kind of have.
You've been crying for help the whole time, and I want to let you know, Gary. Look at me, bud.
I'm looking.
Gary,
at you.
Gary, look
hey,
at me, bud.
Put the camera on me, Joel. I'm looking.
Look at me,
but
yeah, put it on.
Now
put
you're
it on him.
At me. Now I'm looking at you.
Put it on him. Look at me, bud. You're gonna be better for it. You're already better for it, and the content is going to be premium. And you're going to be like, you know what?
What?
I'm really fucking glad I went through all that.
Who do you think you are?
And so, Robert Wagner, you don't get to respond to my therapy. It's not. This is not the kind of therapy. My kind of therapy is I tell you something and you fucking shut up.
Yeah.
And you listen.
That's probably the kind of tough love I need, honestly.
It's true.
You know what? Next time somebody tells me not to do double-sided, I'll just reprint it. That's what we're getting at here?
That was the crux of it, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You're getting it, bro.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You're getting it, dude.
What the fuck is going on right now?
But I think people know that when people know when Gary comes on, it's going to be a real weird episode.
I hate it, though. I want to do it serious. I want people to respect
Nobody
me as a journalist.
Nobody wants it serious.
It's never going to happen, dude. I'm gonna...
Nobody.
You know what it is? You know who Jim Morrison is?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the singer of the
Doors?
Yes,
I hate him. I'm not joking.
Why?
Why? Have you heard his poetry?
I love it.
Go ahead.
All right, do the eye thing and drink your wine. Look, here's the fucking deal. This is what he said one time. He said that he's a sensitive human being with the soul of a clown, and it forces him to blow it at the most important moment. And I feel like that's my fucking life.
Yeah, that's all of us. Why do you think we're sitting in a fucking warehouse off the 290?
A warehouse? You mean an old serpent church?
Yeah.
That's what this was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So listen.
This place is making me lose it.
Yeah. Listen, we all fucking sabotaged our lives, okay? We all fucking are saboteurs right when we are about to make it.
Every
You're not single
special,
one
buddy.
Of us.
Yeah,
we were
well,
at the
here, all right? Jesus,
we were at
I'm
the Independent Spirit Awards fucking...
Blowing it,
dude. Talking to fucking Lou Diamond Phillips by a fucking latrine. I was about to fucking party with him, dude. What did I do? I drank a whole bottle of Jameson. So look, like we all fucking do the wrong thing in the right moment, right? And here we are. And here we are.
Dude, we're all here together.
I didn't even know who Jose Canseco was when I was interviewing him.
Thank God.
That's funny, but that's a problem.
Thank God.
I should be more prepared.
Literally, thank God.
And on time. We were 3 hours late. Okay, anyways.
3 hours late what? Again. Today?
Did I fuck this up? Not today.
No, you're fine. It's me. Okay. It's still me.
Oh, it says hot dog head is on the next line.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for reading that. Yeah. The frogmen and the halls of Montezuma. Remember the week-long diarrhea that you had. But his charisma and acting talent allowed him to build a career that culminated in his appearance in not one, but not two, but three Austin Powers movies. So look, he made it, right?
He made it.
His charisma and talent also earned him the attention of Natalie Wood. This is where it gets a little bit weird. But like many Hollywood starlets, Natalie Wood was married multiple times, right? Mm. Mostly married off by her mom, who is a problematic figure in this story. But anyway, unlike other starlets, however, Natalie had the distinction of having the same husband twice, which we said, that's a dream. That's the dream, right? And that husband was Robert Wagner. So Robert and Natalie first met in the halls of Fox Studio when Natalie was 10 and he was 18.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean by met?
You know, there, because like I'm saying, if you're in Hollywood, you're in Hollywood. You're all working at the studios together. If she's working on a picture in this, you know, soundstage, you're going to be walking next to her, whatever. And so they met when they were both doing a movie on the same lot when she was 10 and he was 18. Natalie was so smitten that she promised herself that she would marry him. And one day, 8 years later, right when she turned 18, they got married.
Damn.
Okay? So this already started fucking weird.
Yeah, so Robert's a little bit
boogoo.
So,
a little creepy. Here they are with super young
if
together.
If you take this...
Look, dude, that's hot. That's toxic.
She does look hot in that one right there.
Thank you.
Finally. So does he. Shit. Sorry.
That's toxic. That's hot. That's...
So here's what I'm going to have a quick take on this. So it's cute that a little girl is like, I'm going to marry you one day. Mm-hmm. Right? That's like cute and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that it actually happened is disgusting.
Right. And the fact yeah. that he like...
What the
if
fuck?
If you ever met someone when they were 10... And you were like a grown enough. How could you not think of them as? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if
they
you
stay
knew
a little girl
somebody
in your head.
As a little girl, I just don't understand.
The only
being
reason
able-
I say that is because I did read ahead a little bit that the arranged mm-hmm. thing. But if 30 years later they happen to somehow come back together, that'd be not that weird. But this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's my time.
It's your, it's hot dog heads.
Hot dog.
It's old hot dog head.
Hey. Enough. The beginning of Natalie and Robert's relationship wasn't cute, so much as it was like film executives offering her up to Robert as a reward for making them lots of money. Big wigs at the studio arranged a date between Robert and Natalie on the day she turned 18. The
That's
romance
fucked.
Between the duo turned them into one of the early Hollywood power couples, like OJ and Nicole Simpson, or Robert Blake and Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Do you know that story?
I don't
That's
know
a good
that one.
One, too.
What's that one?
That's just a classic tale of a pretty famous actor.
Robert Blake, yeah.
Robert Blake going to dinner with his wife, going out to the car, shooting her, and then going back into the restaurant and being like, oh, somebody... Somebody came up to the car and shot my wife.
And it was him?
Yeah, he had the fucking gun on him. Like, it was one of those, he finally got convicted. But it took a while because he was super famous. Same Shit. With OJ. Innocent.
But
innocent.
OJ was innocent until he died.
Yeah, so. Cleared. Cleared of, all, OJ, cleared of all charges, dude.
The OJ one is wild. They said there was a second person involved.
Who?
What didn't they say it was his son or something?
They said the other theory is that it was his son and that OJ was covering for him.
Oh,
like his son
shit.
Like told him what happened or
have
whatever.
Have done an OJ episode, I assume?
We have not.
Really?
I told, I I was going to have you do it. And you're like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do OJ. But I think maybe Ross should do an OJ, right?
Yeah.
Ross
should do OJ. Because he loves him, right?
Well, so does he love him or does he love the idea of him?
He's a contrarian, right? So he loves everything that people don't like. And vice versa, right?
Dude, I loved OJ as a kid. But I didn't know he was a football player.
Yeah, we liked him
from the Naked Gun movies.
And the Hertz commercials. Loved him in those. Yeah.
What if he actually didn't do it?
He didn't.
Bro, that's why I want to do the episode. Because if he didn't...
it's so obvious that he
did. Because going through the evidence and the blood in the car and everything, like, it's so insane to think about him being free. Do you know what I'm saying?
If
you just think about the concept of like, oh, maybe he was framed. Oh, maybe he didn't.
Like, that's how much of a two-tier justice system the United States has.
Right, where you just go like, I like him, so he could have. But if you were in the court, right, and you heard all the evidence, bonkers.
And they still let him go.
Because
America's not racist.
Exactly right.
It's all about money. That's crazy.
But anyways... these are the good old days. Look, we're not talking about OJ. We're talking about the good old days when you could actually get away with it. All right, Gary?
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go.
Let me ask you this.
What's up?
In 1957.
You want me to look something up?
No. Oh. In 1957, what would have happened to us in Florida?
We might have been killed.
I think the cops would have beat me to death.
They would have beat the shit out of us for sure.
Yeah. We wouldn't be alive.
I lied and got us out of... stopped from getting beat up because I said I was recording them YouTube live.
He said we were live on YouTube and they believed it and they let us go. And I was I was literally like giving them the finger and telling them to fuck themselves. It was bad. I was a bad boy. Like, I actually feel bad about it. I want to send
What were they doing that made them scared that you were on YouTube live?
Joel put his phone in his face.
Yeah, for no reason, they literally threw Gary on the ground and I started filming it and then they immediately kind of like backed
up. Okay, that's what I'm saying. They were fucking up.
Yeah. Until.
And then we fucked up.
But listen, they were fucking up. Who fucked up first?
We all fuck up.
Chicken or the egg, right? We don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
there was a pool of blood on the ground. Like, you could step in it and it was splashed.
Hmm. Yeah. An unreliable witness, right? Because you were fucking wasted. So, like, I don't know.
I'm always reliable. In 1957, 1 year after the studio manufactured beginning of their relationship, Robert and Natalie got hitched. 1 year. Similar to modern celebrity couples, the duo were plastered on the covers of tabloid magazines across the country. But while Natalie's star was rising, Robert's was kind of just hanging out.
Guys don't deal with that well.
This caused an underlying tension in their seemingly wonderful relationship.
I think here I want to talk about the mom. So the problematic nature of the mom, Maria. Immigrant parent, pretty standard, right? They want their kids to be way more than they ever would. They want their journey to America to not been in vain, right?
It pays off.
They want it to pay off. They want to be like, I went through fucking hell, but at least I can see you be a star. So she was very problematic as far as pushing her. There's rumors, or it has been told, that at 16, the mom made
go fuck that guy, basically.
Frank Sinatra, and like had her go over to Frank Sinatra. Frank, good old Frankie boy, invited her to his house. And look, we don't know what happened, but she probably fucked him, right?
We know what happened.
But we know what happened. She famously was just like pushing her into this very, very hardcore. The mom went to a psychic.
I know moms like that.
Yeah. Mom went to the psychic. This is going to be, just listen, because it's going to come up later. The psychic said, your daughter's going to be a huge star, but she needs to beware of dark water.
No way.
Holy shit.
That's wild.
Dark water. So then Natalie was like, she like instilled this fear of water in general to Natalie. Just saying that, it'll come out later. Anyways. So the mom is just like a piece of shit, really.
Psycho.
But with piece of shit moms and piece of shit parents, you can say, oh, it's really bad, but were a huge star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, yes and no. Right? What is the right way? I'm a parent, so I don't know. You find out if you did it right 25 years from now, right?
Right.
Anyway, in 1961, Natalie landed yet another career-changing role as Maria in West Side Story. This is funny because totally dark-faced her, right? Back in the day, dude, when you could do blackface, right, Gary?
Oh, is that what they did to her?
Yeah. She was supposed to play Puerto Rican, and she's like the whitest Russian girl ever, right? At the point in her career, she had worked alongside manly fuck machines like Rock Hudson and Richard Baymer, both gay, I assume. Coming Home to Robert Wagner didn't have the same appeal to Natalie that it used to. The following year, Natalie and Robert divorced. So there were rumors that Robert was gay. We don't know. But in general, he was super jealous. Like, he was a really jealous, controlling guy. And if your wife is really, really famous and you're not, I'm sure that comes out.
Ooh, big time.
Pretty toxic and fun, right? Fun.
Yeah.
What are you showing?
This was West Side Story. That's her on the left. That's the new one on the right.
So they didn't like real go dark with her, but she was playing Puerto Rican with an accent. And again, you couldn't get away with it now. Oh, they definitely tanned her up, right?
Yeah.
Mexican. They made her Puerto Rican for sure.
I had another picture. Oh, that's their wedding. That's the other picture I had. That's when their first marriage.
Yeah, she looks crazy.
You guys are perfect. What? Always fucking taking the dude's side. That's Joel. Joel's like, fuck it. She deserved it. Anyway.
Right side of history.
So far.
You're liking him.
Yeah,
you're liking him.
Yeah, he's got an eye patch.
Anyway.
He was in an Austin Powers movie.
It's true.
But seriously, she seems insane. So, I mean that.
Her mom made her insane.
Look at her eyes.
Look, there's gonna be some insane stuff.
See that?
There's gonna be some insane stuff.
No,
you're in a toxic relationship.
Jesse, look, I know it's your show, but look at the eyes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, she. Yeah,
she looks a little.
Yes,
She plays a part.
You can't just have a toxic relationship with one. That's called abusive. When it's toxic, it means you both are fucking a little bit nuts, right?
Yeah, it's true.
You both are fucking bad for each other. So it was like she kind of liked that he was jealous and sort of made him. You know what I mean?
Oh,
jealous sometimes.
I get it.
You
now.
Say bitches, I say fun girl, right? Fun gal. She keeps it interesting. Fucking deny that. She keeps you on your toes.
She could fuck.
Yeah, right?
Seriously. Like
yeah.
A stripper.
Yeah.
When she was 16 with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, dude, because she's been like...
Oh, yeah. She was underage during most of this, huh?
Yeah, and it wasn't like... You know, back in the day, it was like,
now I feel weird having said
back
that.
In the day, back in the day, it was... Another, all the good old days, right?
You know what?
It was like, look, I'm getting something from you, and I'm having sex to do it.
Yeah.
Boom, transaction.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But she was underage. Dude, even if she was 20 years old or 19, that's still weird to me. This whole story, this whole time, I keep imagining her being like 23, 24. She was 16? Oh, God.
Yes, and started in the Hollywood machine when she was 10, four. You know what I mean?
And then when she was 18, pretty much
married off by the studios to this guy.
God, that's so fucked up. So basically, Hollywood's been a pedophile sex trafficking machine forever, for eternity.
Yeah.
Or for, since its inception in like the 20s.
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, what's her name from the Yellow Brick Road movie? What's that movie? Wizard of Oz. What's her name?
Judy Garland.
She was saying that when she, because she was a childhood actress too, and she was like, "Yeah, I remember like when she was like eight, like dudes would just whip their cocks out in front of her, like when they're trying to make, she's trying to make a movie, and they're just like, hey, what's up?' And, like just whip out their dicks and shit.
And then she rape her?
Nah, she didn't say anything else than that, but she did have a
real major pill and alcohol problem, which usually stems from some kind of
sexual
trauma.
Abuse,
yeah. Trauma. Where am I? So now they get divorced because it's just too toxic. She's working a lot and he's fucking with her shit, basically making it hard for her to get to set. All of the things that controlling, jealous dudes do. So they get divorced. Following her separation from Wagner, Natalie went on a journey to find herself, you know, just really get out there and live life unapologetically. This, of course, means her vagina had more famous fingers inside of it than a ball of a celebrity bowling tournament. Coop wrote this.
Coop.
We do have to say that Coop wrote this. And when he's not here, he writes some fucked up shit for us to say.
You know what's funny? I actually thought you wrote this. So when I was reading this, I was like, Jesse's really like on the sauce or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, he gets super high and fucking writes this shit in like thinking it's funny for us to say it.
He would read, when he says it makes sense.
He knows what he's
It's part
getting
of his
at.
Character, yeah.
But he likes that like we get it day of and just go, fuck. Like so after you've already said it, you're like, fuck.
So she basically just became a whore.
Yeah, because that's what she knew. And back in the day, unfortunately, that's how women kept their job.
What do you mean back in the day?
Good point.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think back in the day they did it without the fucking complaining about it part. They just did it. This is how I get the part. This is what I do.
Yeah, because there was no incentive to complain about it. If you complained about it, then you wouldn't get the job. Now,
exactly.
If you complain, you can get the job and
get someone fired.
Get somebody fired, and it's all like leverage and stuff. But I mean, after the Me Too movement, I feel like a lot of people are realizing that things like that get.
It's harder to get jobs. Do you know what I mean? Because before, you knew what you had to do, and you did it.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at. Is like, I feel like after the Me Too thing, nobody believes women now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well.
We're going somewhere deep, aren't we?
Well, we fucked it up. We went too far.
Well, what's wrong with, I never really understood.
The start of it was good.
What's wrong with having sex transactionally?
Right.
In some cases, it's fine.
Illegal,
I think it's bad if you don't get your end of the deal. So the people that get pissed and the people that came out against, let's just say a Harvey Weinstein.
Right. And that guy was a creepy motherfucker. Don't get me wrong. I listened to those tapes. He's a weirdo.
He's ugly. His dick is deformed. He's never going to get a woman unless he wields some kind of power, right?
Didn't Epstein have a deformed penis as well?
Did he?
Didn't he have a weird penis?
It would
penis?
Make sense. But anyways. My thing is, if you don't get your end of the deal, right? If you say, I did this, but I didn't get an Oscar. I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow. You didn't put me in the fucking thing. Now I'm pissed. But while you're doing it, you know why you're doing it, and you know what you want from it.
Yeah.
Right? And he wants to have sex with a woman and pretend that they want to have it. You want to get the part, and you know that this is how you do it. So in the moment, as disgusting and gross and whatever as it is, you know what the transaction is. You don't get your end of the deal. Now we're fucking pissed.
I mean,
because you got sex.
It's fucked up, though. I mean, imagine that the only way to get a job is to suck a dick.
100% it's fucked up. 100% it's fucked up.
Like, what if the most talented mother... Like, what if the only way to become an editor here was to suck a dick? And I was the best editor in the world. And I was like, fuck, the only way I can work here is if I suck a cock.
Then go work somewhere else.
Well, then... But there's nowhere else to work. That's the whole thing.
Bake your own pie. Stop complaining. Look, here's my point is this. I have had sex with an older woman to pay my mortgage before.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't like... no, I can't.
Did you get your mortgage paid?
Yes.
Okay, so then you got... What if you did and she didn't pay?
Well, I would have robbed her house with a gun.
Right. In lieu of robbing the house, you'd out her and sue her, right?
No, I'm not a fucking loser. I would steal that shit myself. I'm not going to sue somebody.
Not a comparison, but...
Maybe I would sue somebody. I don't know. Look,
I mean, you get the scenario, though.
Wouldn't you rather ruin their life?
My point was just
take away their career and family and everything and put them into the...
That's a spiteful thing. That's why men don't do that. That's a female thing. Uh-huh. No, like, I'm not going to go out of my way and spend time and resources to do something that's only going to hurt somebody else. Unless it benefits me and my family. Anyways, we're off the track here. My point that I was getting at was that, which I think we actually sort of agree with in a way, is that I don't think there's anything wrong with transactional sex.
No.
But it's...
It's tale as old as time.
Not in this situation. Yeah, we went way off track. My point was that there's... this is different, or rather that things haven't changed.
Yes.
But... Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting that you're interesting that you're reading this and you're like, this could be
still happening
a year ago.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Yes. Because it's fundamentally actually never going to change because that's a transaction.
Why is it that people in power always end up engaging in things like pedophilia and not always, but a lot of the times they engage in things like pedophilia and
because it's never
like
enough.
Sex crimes.
It's never enough. The yacht is never big enough. The car is never new enough and fast enough. The sex is
never
weird.
Young and hot
the sex is never weird and taboo enough. It's never crazy enough. It's never so once you get to that level of power, you just fucking lose your mind in the idea of like excess and things just upping the ante always. And what's the highest ante? Getting fucking young girls flown in to an island. I mean, do you get any
or the Diddy party
crazier
stuff? I mean,
Diddy
this,
party.
This really is this topic yes. is really on the pulse of what's trending right now with the
yes
the Diddy stuff.
Yes, we're not like that because a Circle K hot dog is good enough for you. Do you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. I'm a man of principle.
Keep it
you
that
You know what's
way.
Funny? The fact that we all have our serious issues and have fucked up our lives probably is the best demonstrative example of why we are good people.
Yeah.
Because we would never engage in something like this because we're real fucking people. The people that end up doing stuff like this are the plastics.
Yeah.
The people that have no real moral compass. They have no principles. There's no foundation of...
Yes, and the way that it got to...
Just like a cock for editing.
The way that it got all the way to a Me Too...
Full circle. That nailed pretty it. Much summed it up. Okay. I'm sorry
The
for
way that you get
track.
All the way to a Me Too where people's lives are literally being taken away for a bad date, right?
Yeah, that's what I was...
Yeah, so what I was saying is that what I always say is that we messed it up, we went too far. Like, we had a good point. We had a trying to take down a Harvey Weinstein, the structure of the fact that we have to do that. And we took it too fucking far.
And now
and we started saying, oh, this guy, we put on the same level a guy brushing against our ass with hardcore fucking rape, right?
Yeah.
And so we fucked it up. Mm-hmm. We lost the momentum. And now we're like, he wasn't that nice to me on the date. Me too. And you're like, no, dude,
get him
no,
fired.
Fuck. And I just saw it crumbling. And that's the kind of feminist
yes.
I am where I'm like, yeah, go after the fucking power with power. And then they just fucking fucked it up and are wearing pussy hats all over fucking Park City. Now listen, it just is what it is.
Yeah. You just said what I was trying to say. You can cut my part out. Just keep that in.
Leave it in. Leave all of it in. They've got to know. Anyway, so following her separation, yeah, so then she was, you know, finding herself by doing what in her business she knew how to do and what to do was have sex with people, get parts, move the career forward, not have the dumb controlling husband not letting her fuck guys for parts. But anyways, over her career, Natalie was romantically connected to Elvis Presley, Warren Beatty.
The king.
Pull up a young Warren Beatty right now. We'd all fuck him. Michael Caine. You know a Michael Caine? Really? Oh, yeah.
The butler?
We got to go young. Yeah. We got to go young Michael Caine. Hot. Some random Venezuelan shoemaker and future governor of California, Jerry Brown.
Sorry, I interrupted you there. You said also a random Venezuelan shoemaker. What's the backstory there?
Listen, I don't know, and Coop may be lying.
Oh, classic so, Coop.
Classic Coop from beyond the... He's not dead. Sorry. I don't know what else. You don't joke about that. But no, he's alive.
Jerry Brown also.
Jerry Brown
famously had sex with Kamala Harris.
That's what.
Ooh, yes. Wait, that's
what?
Right.
What did he say?
That's right. Kamala Harris. There's another
the
one.
Woman that's a running bitch. For president?
That's a true
who's
feminist bitch right there.
Who's
Kamala Harris.
Who'd
Kamala Harris is disgusting.
Who's
for
she
sure,
bang?
But who's
she
Jerry bang? Brown, I guess.
Oh.
And a bunch of Montel
Brown?
Williams, all sorts
oh,
of
Montel
people.
Williams.
Good for her.
Everybody
no,
that she needed
I
to fuck.
That D,
everyone she needed to fuck to get to the point that she is right now, she did. And she's not going to fucking complain about it or tell you about it.
Yeah, and you know what's fucked up? Is that is why this is not good. Because now we have a fucking whore Jezebel
dick
running
sucker.
For president.
Okay, now we don't get when we
hey,
don't.
I'm gonna say something really quick. Earlier, I did call
really quick.
I did call
really
Natalie
quick.
Wood a whore. And I thought about it. And given that she was clearly socialized this way at a
yes.
young age, I take that back. Kamala Harris can fuck off. Natalie Wood... I apologize to the Wood Estate.
Yes.
She was not a whore. She was clearly
groomed from a,
yeah.
from
by,
a young
possibly
age.
Possibly also
yes.
by her own mother. So I actually, now I feel for her.
Yeah.
In this.
How yeah. old was Kamala Harris when she started sucking
I don't
dick?
Give a fuck, dude.
But what if it was a kid?
Doesn't matter.
What if
she's
was
running
a child?
For president. It's
no,
gone
she
too
wasn't
far.
A child.
That's a whole other thing.
She wasn't a child.
She wasn't a child. Doesn't matter.
She
just,
was
just asking if
Joel.
She was.
She grew up in a middle class. Class family.
Good. Just asking if she was a child. Joel. She sucked dick. That's all.
What are we showing? We have young Warren Beatty. Young Warren Beatty.
Let's see what he looks like.
That's who I had up.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, did you?
Dude.
Oh, what a handsome
dude.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, dude. We're all fucking.
How old was he when he started
him?
Sucking dick to get jobs? Did the men have to do that too or just the women?
There was. No.
What's his name? The Godfather? Who plays that role?
Al Pacino?
No.
And Robert De
Niro?
Damn it.
Ruben is yelling
oh,
at the
main
fucking...
Oh, the main one.
Ruben is
the
yelling
Godfather.
At the screen
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Well, they all played him.
Oh, you're right. They did.
Dr. Moreau. Fucking Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah, it's fucking...
Rebel Without a Cause. That's a great fucking movie.
We have a story.
Apocalypse Now, Hiding in the Cave.
How do we not remember his name at the...
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. God damn it.
He was fucking dudes. I think he fucked Rock Hudson.
I think so. But he was one of those that was just like, a hole's a hole.
He was
fucking
a psychopath.
Just,
you
want to
be
yeah.
in Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to suck his dick.
For sure. Okay.
Would you do it?
No.
Okay, good. Because if you would have said yes, I'd be very disappointed.
Why do you think I work here? Because I won't suck dick for money.
Why do you think I work here?
Because you ruined your life.
I would.
Why do you work here?
Because
you suck dick.
I got me too'd a long time ago. Why do you think any woman works
lie.
In a fucking company with a bunch of dudes? They sucked one of the dicks. You're fucking
you said
right.
it, not me.
Hey, we're all thinking it. Let's just fucking say it. Oh, I'm working here for this long high up in the company without sucking a dick? Please.
I'm not going to lie. This is probably.
I didn't say it.
This is one of my favorite podcasts to come on.
Thanks, man.
I'm serious.
Thank
it's
you.
It's fun. It's a good atmosphere.
That made me red in the face, dude. I'm like yeah. embarrassed.
Of what?
My truth?
Know. Yeah, of Jesse telling the truth like that.
Listen.
This is real journalism.
Listen, there's been a lot of women that come through here.
You're like a sister to me. I can't
they
hear this
They stop
shit.
Sucking the dick, and they get fired. Okay. So, after playing the field for a few years in 1969, Natalie got married to a British film producer named Richard Gregson. Anyways, John Johnson. But this is after Robert and her have divorced. They have a kid. They had a kid together too. But anyway, so you can imagine that there's still kind of, if there was texting back then, they'd be kind of late night texting every once in a while, even though they're still married, right? The couple had a daughter. Now she had a daughter with her new husband named Natasha, but the relationship was not meant to last. Natalie and Richard's marriage came to an end in 1972, only 3 months after her divorce. Natalie was once again married to Robert Wagner.
Oh, shit.
Here's the, that's here's them. The Greg Gregson or whatever.
Yeah, there's Gregory, dude.
There's Gregory. That right? She was like, this is, it was too normal. It was too, you know what I mean? Dude, it was a good marriage. Chills.
This reminds me 2AT of a relationship in my life.
We all have it. That's why it's relatable.
It's freaking me out.
But anyways, this was too boring for her, right? Too normal. He was too cool, like too nice to her, right? And she was just like, I can't fucking do it, dude.
God damn it.
I need a little spice in my life.
Yeah.
And so she got married to Robert Wagner again. Do you have a picture of their second marriage? And I think...
But she didn't have a kid with Robert Wagner, right?
Oh, you're right. So the first marriage didn't have a kid.
So she literally
she had a kid. Split.
Got married, had a kid.
Had normal life.
And didn't even love that guy.
No. She thought maybe she did. But in the end...
No, she didn't even think she did. She lied to herself about it.
Yeah, but don't you think there was a moment...
These are the women that I fuck every week.
Right.
I know the
brag,
ins and outs.
But okay.
Mainly the ins.
Now he's bragging.
But look, the point is that she never loved this guy.
No.
We can agree on that?
No.
The second marriage?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Probably not. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. She tried. She tried.
Do we have the second? Okay, so there they are.
Second marriage is on a boat.
And by the way, when they're back together, it was like a fairy tale, right? We're going to do it different this time. God. We're like, I'm finally back with the one.
Stop.
That feeling lasts for not that long. No. But anyway.
About a week.
Yeah, about a week, and then you go.
Not even that. I think it only really lasts in your head for a couple of hours.
Once you actually get back in the relationship, it's very immediate that you go, oh, fuck. Yeah. So, don't do it. That's what we're saying. But anyway, so now she's married to Robert again. Life is good.
It's my part.
She's quoted it. There's actually a quote from Natalie. Look at what it says. Read that.
I've always been terrified, still am, of water. Dark water, sea water. And this was, like I said, put
That's
into
so
her
creepy.
Mind from her
the
mom.
Psychic.
Because the mom went to a psychic and was like, you got to just be careful of dark water. Something's going to happen.
So then why would she get married on a fucking boat? That wedding picture, she's on a boat.
I
this
know.
One,
well,
they're not
Robert
boat.
Loved.
Oh, this other one I saw.
Robert loved the sea. And she loved him. So now she's got to do the thing.
Did she even love that Robert Wagner guy? Did she really love him, was what I'm saying.
The toxic one?
Yeah.
I think yes.
I don't think
But
that,
you don't know what, if you've never had it, you actually don't. She doesn't know what love
what
is.
What real love is. Because she was so fucked up as a kid, I don't think she's capable
of
love.
She feels trauma bonded and connected to him.
That's not really love, though.
No.
That's what I mean.
Of course.
I'm saying I don't think a woman like that, or if it was a man,
right,
regardless of gender, I don't think people who are conditioned and sexualized like that at a really young age and traumatized,
are capable of love?
I don't think they're capable
they
of love.
They need it to be chaotic. They need it to be bad.
They're in love with the chaos.
Because that feels right. Yeah. You're right.
So this is the picture I thought was, this is the one that's on a boat, and it comes up right next to the wedding photo that's with the ocean behind.
Okay, so then
this is around the same time of their second marriage.
This is around the time she died.
Yes, and so this is, they've got a boat, right? They have a yacht, they named it the Splendor, and they would go out and party on it.
And Splendor?
And when I say party, I mean they fucking partied.
We used to know how to party back in the day.
I got a question for you.
Yeah?
Do you think it would be possible for someone like Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood to have a coherent, stable, healthy relationship if they wouldn't have been partying?
No.
You think that even sober?
Yeah, they had deep-seated, you know, jealousy and trauma. There was no therapy back then. It's like they're just dealing
well,
with
not
their.
Real. It doesn't work anyways. But what, I get what you're saying. So,
go ahead.
Natalie and Robert's second attempt at marriage wasn't any smoother than the first. The problems they initially faced continued to grow, and over the years, new problems joined them. By the early 80s, Robert and Natalie were in a constant storm of drinking, fights, and jealousy.
Fuck yes, dude. Oh!
What the?
You miss it, don't you? Don't you miss it? No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
She's crazy.
It does sound.
You haven't noticed.
It does sound fun, though.
It was then.
Okay.
That a sexy, young, smooth-talking actor named Christopher entered Natalie and Robert's life.
Mmm, Christopher. Mm. And yes, that Christopher.
In September 1981, Natalie began working alongside an up-and-coming actor named Christopher Walken.
Let's show, by the way, now we do need to show a young Christopher Walken. Because you think, oh, Walken.
There they are walking on the beach.
Walken.
He's a...
Hey, you talking to my girl the wrong way.
He's handsome when he was young.
He's handsome.
In the
Go
eye
like
with a soldering iron.
Just a picture of him, you know, like almost like their headshot type. But like young Christopher Walken.
Look at that boy.
Like he looks like a Barnes Court. He's cute. That's like a David Bowie type. Yeah. He's like pretty.
Yeah, he's cute. Like that's almost a woman.
He was a hot commodity. Anyway, so she's doing a movie with him.
He does look very feminine.
Yeah, but like that was the, you know.
That was the thing, yeah.
That was like, you know, the David Bowie.
That's
the
what I
like,
looked like when I was younger.
Do you have a young Gary Faust? Picture of a young Gary Faust. See what you can find. Maybe a mugshot or something.
Please continue.
Please continue. Go ahead.
Okay. working alongside an up-and-coming actor named Christopher Walken on a science fiction film called Brainstorm. Over the course of the initial six-week production, Natalie and Christopher had become close, both on and off set.
Yes.
And are we implying that there was a relationship there?
So can't find anything that, like, totally says that, okay. But it was enough that it would make your super jealous husband think. Like, you can't be close to any dudes. You know what I mean? Let alone.
This is what came up when I searched Gary Faust Young.
Oh, my gosh.
There he is.
Look at him. He's like a Christopher Walken.
That was 3 years ago.
You look like somebody with your hair like that. I can't place it.
It's like a little, like a young Ethan Hawke.
Look at him. Look at him. The jacket, very on brand.
Mm-hmm.
Very on trend. The haircut, mustache, always had the mustache.
You've grown into your ears in the last 3 years.
You were born with the mustache, huh?
I need to get this tattoo laser off my hand.
No, don't.
I want to get rid of it.
Why?
Because you know what? Like in Key West, I took it too far. This is what I'm going to do. You know why, for real? I, as nuts as I am, I like to maintain somewhat of a...
facade?
No, not a facade. Maybe you can call it a veneer. You know, like, I like to present myself as something that people aren't going to judge off bat.
Oh, yeah, you like
so
to surprise
them.
So when
I go do something, if I'm doing something nice, I'll comb my hair, I'll slick it back, I'll fucking put on a suit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that people immediately think. But what I'm going to do is probably laser this thing off and leave the dice on there to remind myself not to get hand tattoos anymore.
Okay,
but who knows? I'm like seven different people in my head, so next week I'll probably get another hand tattoo.
Exactly. Maybe just match it.
All right. Walken's close relationship with Natalie led him to becoming friends with Robert as well. Although Robert seemed distrustful of the younger actor at times, the trio enjoyed one another's company enough to plan a trip together. Their destination, Catalina Island. A longtime celebrity getaway, roughly 25 miles off the coast of San Diego. It was during this trip that Natalie would meet her tragic end.
Okay, so we're setting it up. It's Robert Wagner and Natalie Wood back together. The sheen of the new relationship is worn off. They're back to their old ways.
Oh, fuck.
And we're inviting now a Christopher Walken on a boat? You know what I mean? Whose idea was it? This is the things I don't know. Did she want to bring him to kind of like make Robert jealous and get back to that fucking toxic shit? Did Robert want to invite him to fucking bow up and flex on him and be like, yeah, come on my boat. Mm. You're an up and coming actor. You don't have shit. I'm Robert Wagner. I'm not really sure, but this is the scene that we're setting.
Is this from a movie? This is a picture of them like...
It's got to be from the movie. So in the movie, they play scientists...
They get married?
...that are in love, which is why it's called Brainstorm. But it's like kind of a bad... Okay. I know. Those were...
They look good together.
Those were the days when someone could just like pitch a movie and they're like, we love it. Make it. $2 quadrillion. Four people were present on the yacht the night of Natalie's death. So now we're talking Natalie Wood was there. Robert Wagner was there. Christopher Walken. It's not a huge boat. Christopher Walken's there. And then the captain of the ship, Dennis Davern. So according to their initial testimony, the events of the night went as followed. So the four passengers of the yacht, Splendor, had a booze-filled dinner at Doug's Harbor Reef Restaurant before returning to the yacht around 10:30 p.m. At this point, Woods, Wagner, and Walken got into a short but heated argument about moving the yacht to the other side of the island. Wagner wanted to move to the less populated side of the island, but Woods and Walken thought it was too dangerous to sail at night, especially considering how drunk they were. Everyone went their separate ways to cool off. Just after 11 p.m., Wagner, Walken, and Davern noticed that Natalie was missing.
Oh, shit.
The three men look for her, at which time they realize the dinghy was also missing. After debating whether or not to go look for her, Wagner decided she probably took the dinghy to shore to get a hotel room. Wagner came to this conclusion despite Wood's well-known fear of water, especially dark water.
Which is what? Just the ocean water?
Ocean at night. So literally no lights. You're going to get into a dinghy that doesn't have a light and just fucking take off into dark water. No. If you're Natalie Wood, you're not.
No, you're not.
Even if you're fucking blackout, which they all were.
Mm.
Which kind of adds to the story, right? Where you're like, I don't know what happened because they're all so fucking wasted. The other two men accepted the theory. And they agreed to wait. So Wagner's going, she probably just took the dinghy to shore. Let's just wait here. She'll come back.
I got a picture of the boat. If you guys want to see that. This is the actual boat. This is a picture of the Splendor.
That's the actual boat. So it's not.
It's not even that
it's
big.
It's not huge, you guys. This isn't even a commercial yacht where you could fall off of it, but no one's going to know. No one's going to notice.
Dude. Yeah, that's small enough.
You can hear everything.
Anyway, that's what we're dealing with here.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's accepted this theory. We're at the point now.
And this is at 11 p.m. when they've accepted this theory.
Yes.
Okay. She left.
She left. Let's just wait here. Let's not go
in.
The
dinghy was missing?
Yes.
So the dinghy was gone, and they're like, so she took the dinghy. That kind of makes sense.
That's
a smart move to drown her ass and then get rid of the dinghy.
And then let the dinghy go.
That's what I would do.
Was Wagner wet by chance?
Now listen, nobody's saying shit right now.
He's wet in this photo, which was days before
the crime.
This
is their testimony. This is their testimony directly after. So this is their testimony directly after. So this is the captain, Wagner, and Walken getting their story straight, and this is what they're telling whoever is asking, okay?
Finally, around 3:30 a.m., the Coast Guard was contacted and a search was launched. Help arrived too late, and Natalie's body was found at 8 a.m., roughly 1 mile south of the yacht, near an isolated cove called Blue Cavern Point. She was still wearing her pajamas from the night before.
And socks. Wool socks. Just saying. Don't know if that's how you'd fucking leave, but whatever.
In her jammies?
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, not damning, but weird.
Weird.
Do a lot of weird stuff when you're fucking blackout on old school whiskey, right?
Hell yeah. You're telling me.
Oh God, dude.
We get it. You guys drink.
Go ahead. I'd jump in a fucking ocean in my pajamas if I was blackout.
Yeah,
drunk,
if
sure.
You're like, if you're fighting, because like at this point too, like they've just got a boozy lunch, wasted to the point where like people at the restaurant were complaining, like it being like this is like
out of control
drunk, but they're famous, so it's like whatever. Now they've gone to the boat, they've gone to the salon, the lounge, they're drinking. Wagner says something to Walken. Walken is like, fuck you, and goes to his room. So now it's just Wagner and Natalie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is in the boat. So Walken is in the boat still, but he's gone to his little room or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they continue fighting over what Wagner just said to Walken.
And we don't know what they said.
No, because the only people that are talking...
Well...
But go ahead.
Let's continue here.
Sorry, go ahead.
The LA Medical Examiner's Office performed an autopsy, which revealed elevated blood alcohol levels along with several bruises on her arms, legs, and face. Dr. Joseph Choi, who performed the autopsy, determined that she had slipped while trying to climb into the dinghy and had subsequently drowned.
Okay.
This was the story accepted by the Los Angeles police. Wagner, Walken, and Davern were all cleared of any wrongdoing, and the case was closed. It remained closed until 30 years later, almost to the day the investigation was reopened, after Davern came forward with new information about the night of Natalie Wood's death.
Long time to wait.
That money stopped coming in.
It was something. We can also talk about Walken's career. He was up and coming at this point. This was like one of his first movies. We can talk about his career after. We don't know who helped him with that, right?
Mm.
It was pretty big after.
Mm.
Who doesn't know who Christopher Walken is?
Mm.
But go ahead.
I see what you're getting at.
Speak of him, there he is.
In November of 2011, Dennis Davern came forward with a public statement claiming he had lied to police during the initial investigation. His new version of events paints a picture that he claims points to Robert Wagner being involved in Natalie's death.
2011. So
damn.
Can you see if Wagner's still alive at that point? Yeah. See when he died.
And it was also right around the time of the day of her death.
Right.
Which
so,
I think is...
Right. Things come up, right? Mm-hmm. You start
emotions
feeling a certain
things
way. So now we're going to go into... Sorry, I started to go into his... version of events a little bit before, but like I said, what they told the investigators was this is all it was. We, you know, we all went to bed and then got up and she wasn't there. We thought she took the dinghy, whatever, whatever. And it was very much just like, we all went to bed. We don't know, right? We're just all Boy Scouts and don't know what happened. So according to Davern's new version, which we have a video of him talking to Dr. Phil, which is like, is that where you go for your serious, do you know what I mean? Or do you go to the police? I don't know. Mm. But you go to Dr. Phil to be like, I'm finally opening up about holding this crazy secret. But
Am I looking up who's dead when they died?
Robert Wagner. When did he
die?
It
says he's still alive. He's still alive. It says Robert Wagner is still alive in 2007. Wagner and his wife, Jill, bought a house somewhere.
In 2000 what?
Seven.
Did you just use 2007 as a reference point?
I'm just reading what it says. It says he's still alive.
Robert Wagner's still alive? There's no fucking way.
Look.
Maybe. Oh.
And then he's old as shit, but he's still alive.
No fucking way.
There he is.
All right, well, we're going to get him locked up. We're going to get him locked up right now, dude.
Go up to the top, Joel. Where does it say his...
It doesn't say a...
Holy
shit. He's alive.
He's 94.
So he's so old, we thought he was dead. Like Jimmy Carter. This is
and he disappeared after 2011 or after Austin Powers. He was on 2 and a Half Men, like a couple episodes, and then has disappeared. Probably when people started thinking about the Natalie Wood thing different. Maybe.
It says he was on NCIS in 2010 to 2019.
You guys.
He's still alive, dude. He's going to jail for this.
Dude, we're putting him in jail right now. We're going to solve
We're on the case.
We're on the case again.
Let's
we're going to solve.
Get this creepy fuck.
Again, we're going to solve a fucking murder. Dude,
this is kind of insane. I mean, I don't really care about the murder part as much as the fact that this
Walken
guy
and him still alive.
Well, there's no way to really conclusively determine that he did commit a murder, but what is obvious and on the books is that he married this girl through a studio arranged marriage and met her when she was 10.
Right.
So this and, guy's probably, I mean.
Right?
Am I?
You can't be all normal, dude. Right?
Well, he's or part of was the, it the, just, old, the old time cabal of the pedophiles.
Right. And that's one of those, that's how we did it in my day. He's really like, doesn't even think weird about it. But anyway, okay.
Yeah, that's you're right.
So Wagner's still alive. And the captain's coming out.
You really didn't know this?
I thought fucking for sure he was dead, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's married twice since then, too.
Are they dead?
No, I think he's still with his current wife, who was super hot. Look at her.
Really? Let's see it. Oh, dude. What a gem.
They married in 1990.
Jill St. John.
This got real creepy now.
Okay. I feel like now we're all gonna get pushed off a boat. But anyway, yeah. Mysteriously.
All right.
Okay, so sorry. So according to Davern's version, this is what he is now saying. The entire trip to Catalina was filled with tension, both sexual and emotional. Like I said, they've invited a single dude onto their yacht that they both, one of them likes and one of them is super jealous of, right?
Right.
Sounds fun.
Why?
Why? Exactly why. Christopher Walken was young, handsome, and fresh off of winning an Oscar for his role in The Deer Hunter. Wagner, on the other hand, was in his 50s and hadn't done anything notable in the last 10 years other than play a wealthy amateur detective on a lame TV show. Christopher Walken was the guy Natalie told Robert not to worry about.
Oh.
You don't say that. You don't say that, because that means they have to worry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Davern claimed that Natalie and Christopher had been flirting all weekend, especially when they were drunk. Much to Robert's dismay, they spent all day and night drunk, so they rarely stopped eye fucking one another. This emotional cuckoldery drove Robert into a jealous rage on multiple occasions. During an outburst, Wagner smashed a wine bottle on a table and directly asked Walken, "Are you trying to fuck my wife?"
Holy shit.
On a boat, you're trapped. Fun.
Here's the captain. I found a picture of the captain.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's the captain of the boat.
Go to the video that I sent you now.
Okay. You emailed it to me?
Oh, wait, no. Gary's going to finish the story, okay, and then we'll play the video.
All right. Oh, I didn't know this was my part because it just says dum-dum.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's you.
I know you liked that I read that. This tension built up until the fight between Walken, Wood, and Wagner on the night of the 29th, shortly after which Natalie disappeared. These details, initially omitted by Dennis Davern, were enough to get L.A. County to declare Natalie Wood's cause of death undetermined and reopen the investigation. The case is still currently unsolved.
And open. So, Wagner, watch out. Go ahead.
Dennis Davern's revelations about Natalie Wood's death were shocking, but they were not his first confessions about the events of that night. They also weren't the most shocking. These details were only allegedly shared with Natalie Wood's sister, Lana, and they placed the responsibility for Natalie's death squarely on Robert's shoulders. According to Lana Wood, around 10 years after Natalie's death, Davern called her out of the blue with details about her sister's death. During the call, Davern told her that he witnessed Robert and Natalie arguing near the back of the boat. At one point, it appeared as though Robert pushed Natalie, causing her to fall overboard.
Oh, fuck.
Dennis attempted to get Natalie back in the boat, but Robert stopped him, saying he wanted to teach her a lesson. Despite Davern's repeated pleas, Robert refused to allow Dennis to rescue her. After spending a few hours drinking, Wagner finally allowed Dennis to call for help. But by then, it was too late. Dennis Davern has never shared this version of events with police. This is what I'm saying. He's never gone.
He said this in private.
He said it to private. He said it to Dr. Phil.
That's real private.
You know what I mean, though? But he said it to the sister and Dr. Phil. Never went to authorities with it.
Yeah, I understand.
It seems weird. And so, because it wasn't the confession that he gave to the police, you can't just say the... Like, the police are not going to be watching Dr. Phil and go, oh, let's fucking get him. Like, you know what I mean? You have to go to them and tell them, and they will decide if they believe you or not 30 years later.
Should we watch the Dr. Phil thing?
Let's see what he says. He shaved up, huh?
Did this woman stay in the water for 3.5 to 5 hours hoping somebody was coming for her in the dark?
That's what I always thought. That never she came. Could have lived.
That she could be alive today.
And the reason why is because of lies, jealousy, greed, and things like that.
There's a lot of evidence she was not alive in the water. If she kicked and tried to climb the dinghy and save herself in the water, how could she have been found with socks on? Something totally overlooked by a coroner. She was found with socks on, wool socks. I got in the water. They come off within 30 seconds without moving. She was
maybe
not alive.
Maybe they don't. They come off of you. I don't know. Are you angry at Dennis?
She was killed before she was pushed over.
Saying, hell with you, I'm searching for this woman?
No.
Why not?
Because I understand how he felt at the time. I didn't want to believe that anything had happened other than what was said. But in the back of my mind, it kept bothering me, which is why I went upstairs and said, tell me what happened. But you don't want to think that. It's almost like a defense mechanism. You want to bury your head and accept whatever is happening so you don't have to hear the ugly truth.
If they had called for help earlier, do you believe your sister would be alive today?
Yes. And I think if she was unconscious when she hit the water, which is what the new coroner findings are, someone still could have jumped in and pulled her out.
So she fucking hit her head on the way when he pushed her or something.
Are you mad at yourself that you didn't do something different?
Look at his ponytail.
Well, I think she was dead when she hit the water. She was unconscious. You know, I mean, when she hits the water, I mean, they said there wasn't any water in her lungs.
So what is your theory?
I think the argument got out of control. And she was knocked unconscious by a physical fight from Robert Wagner and put in the water.
So you believe when you were standing on the back of that boat and he said, don't turn on that searchlight, you were talking to a murderer?
Exactly.
You believe Robert Wagner murdered Natalie Wood?
I really do.
No, bro, you did too. By the way, fuck this guy, right?
Yeah, that's that.
Fuck the captain that stood there and was like not going in because Robert Wagner tells you not to.
Are we buying this guy's story?
I know. I don't know.
What the hell? That was weird.
It was weird. He's weird. The story's weird. It makes him somehow we're all not mad at him.
He's definitely implicated in this then.
For sure. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
If it's true what he said about there being no water in the lungs, that's...
But I think he's saying that so that he can absolve himself. Like, she was dead already. I couldn't have saved her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but is that even true?
No, that wasn't in any of, I guess, the autopsy would have said. They said drowning.
That guy seems almost like made up.
Yeah, and his ponytail? That's a weird way to do your hair.
Seems made up.
Yeah. Seems fake. So that's why nothing's happened, is because this is your fucking witness. By the way, that
you can't trust
stood there.
The ponytail.
He's also a murderer. You stood there and didn't save
a
woman?
Murderer. He's an accomplice, potentially. But also, it's to me, when I read this, it seems like Robert Wagner was someone who, when he drank, might not have been the nicest guy.
Yeah.
And might have scared the shit out of old Ponytail.
I think he did scare him, but he's another fucking grown-ass dude and a captain of the boat.
You think that guy with that ponytail is a grown man? Are you kidding?
Yeah, so, yeah, how old was he
then? That guy has the maturity of a school child.
Yeah, he was probably scared to death.
So if you're wondering why nothing's happened with it, it's because that's your fucking witness.
I don't mean maturity. I meant the
he's a pussy.
Masculine prowess mm-hmm. of a school child. I mean, he's like... You know, I don't know.
You need to, if that actually happened and you, a woman got, is drowning outside off your boat and another dude tells you don't go in and you don't and you wait till she's dead, you should kill yourself. I mean, how do you live? Sorry, but how do you fucking live the rest of your life after doing that?
He's a pussy, so he's not going to kill himself even if you told him to. He's too scared. But it seems like, I think we could all agree on this, that they all sort of created the situation to allow this to happen.
Look, yeah, the reason why everyone believed that drunken Natalie Wood fell off the boat or got into a dinghy and with her pajamas and was like whatever is because they were both pretty toxic, drunk, crazy people that the family and everyone was kind of like over, to be honest.
You get her out of the water. Even
what happened to the dinghy?
Exactly what happened to the dinghy. They must have cut it loose.
He had to have after. He's like, well...
Yeah, because if that story's true, then the dinghy's there. In the 3 hours, they're all getting their story straight. Whether they tell Walken or not, I'm not sure. That's the one thing of, like, did Walken know and he kept the secret, or they kept the secret from Walken, right?
What does Walken say about this stuff?
He says
nothing.
He doesn't
talk about it.
He literally will not even get near it. He'll be smart. Like, I wasn't even on the... He goes, wasn't even there.
What?
Do you know what I mean? He just is like, no.
He tells people he wasn't there?
No, but he doesn't tell anybody anything. Like, he will not comment ever. That's a real G. But anyway.
It's a smart move.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
Don't get involved in that shit. He's got a career.
Why would you?
Why would you?
Why would you ever talk about this? That guy talking about it on Dr. Phil, in my opinion, makes him seem more suspicious than
exactly.
The other people.
Exactly.
It seems
and
like he's scared of getting caught for something, and he's trying
also,
to almost place the blame on somebody else.
Yes, where he's saying she's dead when she went in, that takes the blame away from him. Instead of him standing on the side of the boat
she wasn't dead
and
when
watching
she went
her
in.
Fucking that's, flail that's, and not saving her.
That doesn't add up. And also, they said she drowned.
Yes.
So he just...
So I don't
We'd
know
have
if
to
we
see
believe,
the evidence in the autopsy.
I don't know
to
if we believe
see what it says if she had water in her lungs or not.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because we've dealt with cases where people have been like the scuba diving one. She had no water in her lungs because she kept her mask on.
Yeah,
and they called it a drowning, but then later,
so it can be called a drowning even if they didn't.
Well, they just like mistakenly
they
called
it.
Up. Yeah,
they're like
because
she was
in the
water.
Like, oh,
died.
She drowned. They just,
yeah,
just like say it okay. naturally. So we'd have to look at the evidence to know if she actually drowned
or not. So Dennis said that he attempted to get Natalie back into the boat, but Robert stopped him, like he said, saying he wanted to teach her a lesson despite Davern's repeated pleas. Okay, we already did. He never went to the police with this. In February of 2018, Robert Wagner was named a person of interest by investigators, but Wagner has continued to deny any involvement in Wood's death. In 2022... A lead investigator announced that all leads have been exhausted. As of 2024, the investigation into Natalie Wood's death remains unsolved and will go unsolved.
Forever.
Forever. Because he got away with it. In the day where you could say, this is what happened, and that's it. Right?
I mean, it makes sense that he pushed her, she hit her head, fell overboard, and he was like, yeah, fuck her. But maybe she was, if she didn't knock out, then she was like splashing in their shit face. He's like, fuck that bitch. She like went to bed and passed out, and then she just couldn't get back on the boat.
Yeah.
She was drunk. So he didn't like purposely kill her, but he was like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
And in
she was
their, like,
I don't know how to swim. Yeah. And then he probably told the captain,
if you go to police about this,
you're going to be in trouble too, and put the fear of God in him or something.
Well, because if she wasn't
original,
splashing.
In their original statement to the police, they all went to bed and woke up and she was gone.
Right.
So then what people initially thought was like drunken Natalie Wood went to like...
Smoke a cig,
fucking pissed off at her husband, goes to like walk outside the boat and fucking fell. But everyone was asleep. So she ended up dying, which could have happened because everyone was completely old school Hollywood wasted. Martinis, whiskey. I mean, they mixed everything, right?
Yeah.
They were all fucking completely drunk.
Yeah.
Belligerent.
I think the story that's most plausible is that they got an argument and they probably thought that they were alone. Or rather, Robert Wagner thought that they were alone, and he pushed her, and she hit her head, or she didn't know how to swim very well, or something weird. And he was like, you know, one of those toxic drunk types, and was like, yeah, like, fuck, let her, I'll scare her a little bit, leave her in there.
Yeah, she hates water.
And then she like make her suffer. Was actually didn't unconscious think she was gonna and started die. To drown.
He's like, she'll just get back on the dinghy, like whatever.
Or something like that, or you know, whatever. And then fucking
possibly didn't
realize that the captain saw it and was like, listen, motherfucker, you're going to go down with me if you tell anybody about this ever. And that guy's obviously a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So it scared the shit out of him and he capitulated.
Why would he say that he was standing on the boat watching her?
Because I think what he's saying is true, then she fell in and was swimming and was like,
he was trying to save her and he fell off, he saw her. And he's saying Robert Wagner was like, nope, you're not saving her.
Well, he said there that he thought
But
she
he
was
thought
dead.
He didn't see her like moving around, but he knew that she was off the side and wasn't allowed to call for help or save her for 3 hours. 4 hours. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but do you believe that?
I'm just saying, why would in his events of making stuff up say that he was there and saw it? He would
look at the guy. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
That's why.
And so that's why.
Can we agree that guy looks like an idiot?
He looks like an idiot, and he's not, even if you actually took this to trial with 94-year-old Wagner, that guy is not swaying a fucking jury at all. And so this will go unsolved forever, and it will be one of those things that you go, man, I don't know.
Well,
like, I literally don't
know. What your take is.
I think it was a completely blackout, rage, wasted accident in some way.
And then,
whether it was an accident that she fell off and nobody saved her, or it was an accident that he pushed her, pushed her against something, and it was the kind of thing that you go, holy fuck, and for 4 hours you're like, what the fuck do we do? And you get your story straight, or you don't tell anybody or whatever, cut the dinghy, you're in this fucking crazy place, and like sober up a little bit enough to like call for help. If you called right away, you're fucking wasted, and all you're thinking is, they're gonna arrest me. We've been known to be toxic, we've been known to whatever. So whether it was an accident or not, if he called right away and they came to that boat with fucking all those, you know, wasted people, he would have been in jail.
I think that you're right. I think that it was an accident.
It was an
and
accident.
She was probably fucking hitting on his arm, and then he grabbed her,
by the way,
shaking her, and then slapped
this
her
brings
and
back
the
thing that you said about her being crazy. Like, she was fucking fiery and feisty too.
Yeah.
So when they were drinking, they would fucking go at it, fight.
Well, and that's what I was getting at, is my synopsis of this.
Right.
My conclusion is that I think everybody involved
with the exception of the captain, I think he was sort of an innocent bystander, but it seems to me like even walking to a degree is maybe more so collateral in this situation, but they asked for this to happen by setting that up the way it was set up. It's very immature and stupid.
It's very immature. You question, though, did Wagner want this to happen all, you know, like, did he want it to be Walken that he pushed over? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was fucking, you don't invite Walken on the fucking boat, get him wasted, all this, you know, because you're friends with him. They weren't friends. He hated him. Why is he on the boat?
This is the other thing, too. If Walken's on that boat and he'd heard it, mm-hmm. he had to have heard it. Look at the boat. It's not big.
He heard it. The captain heard the fighting. There's no quiet place to fucking yell and fight.
You couldn't get back in the boat,
and everyone
though.
Was just like,
there's no fucking way to get back in.
Everyone's just like,
oh. On the back end, but that was probably closed, I'm guessing.
But in a way, too, you also think...
Dude, that's... that. Go back to that picture. That's creepy.
Creepy.
That's them, too.
And think about this. At night, she's trying to get back in.
Shit.
Do you think she was unconscious?
No, if what he was saying is true, that he was like, ah, let her fucking suffer for a minute. He was drunk and she was splashing around. He was like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
But how come then, like, she couldn't get back in through the back?
So I think here's my thing of like, if you're in a fight, right? And like something's happening, but you're like, they can get home, right? You know what I mean? They could get a fucking Uber or something. So he thought, she could fucking swim around to the back.
Now that is,
do you know what I mean?
Truly
where you go, fuck
toxic
her,
behavior.
Fuck her. Like, she could. There's,
she'll swim
we've
around.
Been
and
swimming
she can sleep on the boat
because
on the dinghy tonight.
She'll
because
get back
during
in.
The day, they jump off and swim and come around the
right,
back.
Right,
it's not like
right.
you can't get back on the boat.
Well, that's
so they
that's
think, oh, she can get
truly
back.
Truly horrible.
On.
I think that's
and
what
then
happened.
She never.
That's fucked
yes,
up.
Yes, and he goes, like you said, he goes to bed. She's gonna swim
he
around and get up.
He passes out,
and she never comes back up. And he wakes up and goes,
"Oh fuck, dude, that is
probably
spiteful,
it.
Malevolent behavior. That is terrible." Yeah, so he definitely in that situation would be responsible
goes,
for her
oh,
death.
Oh shit,
that's, what it was. That's not really murder. That's what is that, like manslaughter?
Manslaughter, accidental death,
negligence, some kind of fucking yeah.
I bet you that's what happened. It was an accidental manslaughter case.
He thought.
I think we figured it out.
He thought. he thought. Oh, she could fucking. She's been getting back on the boat the whole day when we're swimming. She can get back up. Fuck her. I'm going to bed.
So, do you think that he needs to go to jail for this?
At 94, who's are you gonna feel
hey,
good about that?
Hey, I think it's all water under the bridge.
Yeah. Blammo!
Nailed it!
Nailed it!
Dark, yeah. Dark water under the
dark
bridge.
Dark water.
Dark humor.
Dark water. It's all just like, it's all also like this Hollywood lore of like the psychic and like nobody really knows. And is it more fun to be like, we don't know, but like, you kind of know. It was just all fucking shitty. And that toxic relationship was going to end fucking some way. And
yeah,
that's the
way
it ended.
People like that.
Yeah.
Seriously. Do you think that if you're in the water, how long was she in the water before they?
They said 3 hours. That seems insane.
You think that's long enough for?
Like, oh, for her to prolapse in the water? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, like, water, you know what I mean? If you're drowning and stuff, you're filled up, things come out. I don't know. That was good, right? That was good. Watch Street Gun,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was good.
If
great
you
great
don't,
show, dude.
If
we
you
always say prolapse
know,
at the end.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I was.
He knows. It's just okay. Always jarring and not good.
No,
there,
no.
There wasn't
was
a way
fine.
To get to it. On
it was
wasn't
fine.
A way. There wasn't a way to get to it.
I just thought there was an outro after that.
Oh.
It you guys really just ended
be.
On the anus thing?
Yeah, whenever prolapse, we say yeah. prolapse, yeah.
No, I heard you.
And then sometimes we keep talking after, but
yeah, she had a soggy prolapse for sure, being in the water that long.
Yeah.
There was no water in her lungs because it was
on the prolapse, yeah. Dark water, dude.
Ew, like poopy water.
Bro.
Man.
Cut it at prolapse.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Cut it
yeah,
at the
no,
prolapse part
right
because now
prolapse.
It's...
Poopy water.
Yeah,
no,
now
don't
I,
end
now
it at poopy water, which I know you're going to. I don't have any say over the edit.
Yeah,
I mean, I try and say cut it out.
Dude,
but
trust me. I work with a guy.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.